This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, April 9th. Well, grain markets were generally flat to weaker yesterday, although wheat started out higher, looking like it would get some upward momentum going, putting in new highs for this move in Kansas City and Minneapolis, but we just couldn't hang on to the gains. So KC ended up about 3 cents, Minneapolis up 2, Chicago down 1 with an inside day, corn up 1, soybeans down 3. So not a lot of activity in the market yesterday. Looking at wheat, of course, as it begins its growing season, and looking at generally favorable conditions. For corn and soybeans, it's still very early. Looks like we've got decent moisture across most of the Midwest. Some planting delays, but nothing serious. And it looks like we'll have a window of opportunity to get in the fields here in the 6 to 10 day forecast. USDA released their planting progress and condition report yesterday afternoon. Corn plantings are at 3%. That's up 1 from last week. Spring wheat plantings also at 3%. That's mostly the perimeters of the northern plains. Montana, North Dakota, they don't have any progress yet on spring wheat plantings. Crop condition ratings for winter wheat. We have all wheat nationwide at 56%, good to excellent. That's unchanged on the week, but it's up 29 points over a year ago. Port of Erie poor sitting at 12%. That's up 1 on the week, but down 25 points from a year ago. Nationwide, we're at 6% headed. In Texas, 44% good to excellent is unchanged. 20% Port of Erie poor is up 2. 27% is headed out. Oklahoma sitting at 68% good to excellent. That's down 5. 8% Port of Erie poor is up 4. We don't have any progress on the heading yet for Oklahoma. Kansas at 49% good to excellent. That's up 1 on the week. 14% Port of Erie poor is down 1. Nebraska 68% good to excellent. That's up 3. 6% Port of Erie poor is up 1. Colorado 53% good to excellent. Down 5. 21% Port of Erie poor is up 13. So some fairly notable swings in Colorado. South Dakota, similar story at 60% good to excellent. That's up 13, and 8% Port of Erie poor is down 3. Montana at 63% good to excellent is up 6. 5% Port of Erie poor is up 1. Illinois, 65% good to excellent is up 1. 13% Port of Erie poor is up 2. They're showing 2% headed. In Ohio at 67%, good to excellent is unchanged on the week. 3% Port of Erie poor is up 1. So a quick look at topsoil conditions for the major states. Very short versus adequate to surplus. We've got Texas at 55% short to very short and 45% adequate to surplus. Oklahoma's only at 29% short to very short, 71% adequate to surplus. Kansas, 58% short to very short, and 42% adequate to surplus. Nebraska's at 41% short, very short, 59% adequate surplus. Colorado at 38% short to very short, 62% adequate to surplus. South Dakota, 29% short, very short, 71% adequate to surplus. Montana's at 44% short to very short, 56% adequate to surplus. In the Midwest, it's a much better situation. Illinois is at 13% short to very short, 87% adequate to surplus. Ohio is 0% short to very short, 100% adequate to surplus. So you can see Central Plains not really out of the woods. We are dealing with some dry conditions, and that's topsoil. They've been on a bit of a dry stretch. As you can see, crop conditions are still pretty good, although they are slipping slightly across the southern and central plains. So it's you know, worth noting that we're headed into the key part of the growing season. Dryness has been developing there, but again, it's still not an issue. And there is rain in the forecast in the 6 to 10 day. So I think you know, these crop condition ratings were a drag on the night session. We have wheat down about 8 cents, corn's down one, beans are down a couple. So it's certainly taking away some of that upward momentum. A couple of the things, Brazil's soybean harvest is at 76%. So we're on the tail end of that harvest, and we are starting to see basis bids improving in Brazil, and cash markets have been improving over the last 3 weeks or so. In the European Union, the Parliament has agreed to continue to allow Ukrainian ag goods imports into the European bloc. That is good until June 5th of 2025, so that's over a year from now. They are noting, however, that individual countries can impose tariffs if a particular ag good imports are greater than the average from 2021 through 2023. So there is a fallback method there, but it looks like Ukraine, they're still trying to find a way to help support Ukraine, at least from the ag perspective. And one other thing, the Russian grain company that caught the headlines here a couple weeks ago, RIF, they are announcing that they have stopped all handling of ag products at their Azov Sea terminal. They are saying that basically they are being blocked by the Russian government from operating. Now, normally they're handling about 4 million tons a year, so it's not an enormous amount, but it's noteworthy. And it is noteworthy that the government is taking steps to stop activity for a grain company when they rely so heavily on grain exports. I think that's worth noting. There's something else going on here. We don't know the details, but it just has the smell of the government trying to nationalize that company. Why, we don't know, and it certainly won't make it more efficient, but they will have more control over it, obviously. So moving forward, we got the crop report on Thursday. I think the markets are going to try to stabilize heading into that report. There aren't any weather threats to the winter wheat crop at this point. The Black Sea, of course, we're watching. It's been trending dry, but they've got adequate subsoil moisture, so it's not an issue, and it's still very early in their growing season. So we don't see any weather threats on the horizon. I think that's what's keeping wheat in check, but also supporting wheat are world prices creeping higher, and we're still at the very beginning of the growing season. There's a long way to get this crop in the bins. I don't see the market falling apart, but upward momentum clearly is struggling, with the markets failing to, you know, hold the gains even from just a quietly higher day yesterday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.